Today is Monday, July 26th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh my God, you guys. I am committed to this show. I will tell you guys this. I am committed to recording this show, but I am so frustrated right now, and I will tell you why. This is the third time. For all of you out there who are technologically challenged, or you're new podcasters, or you're old podcasters who are technologically challenged, Taylor, he won't hear this for 6 months. And you get frustrated and you think, oh my gosh, I wish I, you know, was as technically proficient as Adam or as Daniel or as John Ong or anyone else. This is the third time I have recorded this episode today. I am now on 1 hour mark recording a 10 to 15 minute episode because my mixer decided to do the thing that it did before where it's like a robotic, everything sounds distorted and robotic. I recorded once and that happened and I thought, okay, I'll try again. And this time I'll also record it on my computer just in case, because what I'm hearing in my headphones sounds perfect. And, but the recording sounds like crap. And so I recorded a second time. And I pulled out the SD card and put it in the computer, and it sounded like crap. And I listened to the recording that was done on the computer, and it also sounded like crap. I don't know why what I'm hearing in my headphones sounds perfect, and yet the recording on both the mixer and the computer sound like, I want to, you know? It's like, I mean, let me just play just a little bit. I know you guys don't care, but let me just play a little bit of this. This is what it sounds like. Forget it. I'm just having technical problems today. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, regardless, it sounded like crap. So, and you guys have heard it before because I played it. It was exactly like the last time that happened. And finally, I rebooted the mixer and I did a little tiny little 5 second test and it seems to be working. So hopefully it's working now. But anyway, so I was going to talk a little bit about Pride 48 weekend. So Pride 48 weekend was absolutely fantastic. First of all, I want to thank Veritable Virgo for all of the social media stuff. He always does such a great job. He creates all the graphics for all those Twitter posts, all the Facebook posts, all the Instagram posts, like all of that stuff. He automates them so they go out at the right time. So before every show, there's a tweet that goes out that says, coming up next. And he does all of that. He starts working on it probably a month in advance. So I'm so appreciative of what he does. John Ong puts his time out there. You know, he gives us his time to help train people on how to stream. Daniel, you know, wrote scripts for Auntie Scott and was, you know, on State of the Station and helped me coordinate and, you know, all of that stuff. You know, Daniel and I couldn't do any of this without the people who help. And the chat room is always helpful to people. And, you know, Auntie Scott gives his time freely. He's a professional voiceover artist and he gives of his time freely to record all of those opening and closing bumpers and, you know, be the voice of Pride 48. And then all of the podcasters who don't generally do their shows live, perhaps, you know, they just record them and they do their shows live. And we had 30, well, I don't know the exact count because we had a couple of snafus, but we filled 36 hours worth of content over the weekend. It was great. So thanks to everyone. I really had a good time. I will say, you know, people did ask, you know, why don't we do this more often? Well, the first reason is it does take a lot of work. You heard all of the things that I mentioned that go into the weekend, the social media, the technical training, the setting up of everything. Daniel and I need to sit at our computer for the entire weekend so that if there are any issues, we're there to help someone get their stream working, et cetera, et cetera. We can't, you know, can't go anywhere. Even if, you know, we could listen. I had to go to the grocery store and I was listening in the car, but I had to time it in between two shows so that I made sure I was home when the next show came on. I needed to mow, but I needed to listen on headphones, you know, and anyway, so, but what I suggest is, and it's not that we won't ever do it more often. I really like it that everyone had such a good time. And maybe we will do these more often, but I want shows to take the initiative and do their show live on Pride 48. It's a free resource. You can do your show live anytime you want. You can do it weekly. You can do it once a month. You can do a one-off special, you know, however you want to do it. Or a few podcasts get together and do a crossover event. And you can just email me and let me know you want to do it. And I'll give you a user ID and password that works anytime, and we'll put you on the schedule. You know, I'm also going to be adding a schedule to the website so that we do have a schedule of when things are actually live. So we're going to be making improvements, but I love it that everyone had such a good time, and I think we should have more live stuff. Right now, pretty much, it's Mix Minus on Friday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and we go for probably 4 hours every week. Unless Daniel or I are, you know, on vacation or he's camping or something like that, we're doing it every Friday night. And but first, which is the Big Brother recap podcast, we do ours live on Monday evenings, also at 9:30 Eastern. So yeah, so you guys should listen in, join us in the chat room, and if you're a podcaster, you should do your show live. Email me. We'll hook it up. All right. So we have a voicemail, and we have a couple of voicemails, and I'm a little bit embarrassed because I let these sit for a long time, but I spent 3 weeks now giving my vacation update. So let's play a voicemail or two. Here we go.
Hi, Adam. I love your podcast.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. I love listening to it. I'm a 61-year-old trans woman who has never come out. When I saw Kristen Smart's father, he was 60 years old when he decided to come out, and I thought that was really hurtful to her.
Well, thank you for your call. You know, I want to say this, and this is just my own personal opinion. But, you know, I think everyone comes out in their own time frame, and some people never come out. And you know what? That's okay. I think you need to do you and do what works for you. Now, again, there may be other people that disagree with me, but that's my feelings. When I lived in Dallas, I was out to everyone at work, all of my friends. I went to a gay church. You know, all of that. I was out to everyone. And, but I was in the closet to my family. They didn't live in Dallas. It was easy for me to be gay in Dallas and be, you know, not gay when I visited my family. And then I moved to Arkansas, and which is where my family is. And I met Mark, and I decided, you know, I was going to come out to my family. And they love Mark, and they probably love him more than they love me. And anytime I go to an event and Mark is not there, they say, "Where's Mark?" You know, but I didn't mention it at work. I did not mention that I was gay. And when people would ask me, oh, you know, after I met Mark and we were living together, you know, and I would say I'm going on vacation, I just would not mention Mark. I'd be like, I'm going so-and-so, or I'm going here or there. So I wasn't like, I wasn't out and out lying and say, oh, I'm straight, I've got a woman, you know, or whatever. But I was just omitting the fact that I'm gay. And so recently I started kind of air quotes coming out at work. Not so I don't, it's not like I'm taking someone aside and saying, by the way, I'm gay. I'm a homosexual. No, but you know, if they ask me, oh, where are you going on your vacation? I'll be like, oh, well, my partner and I really enjoy traveling and we're going to St. Thomas or whatever. So I've started mentioning it because I'm trying to be more myself. But that being said, everybody's circumstances are different and I think you should do whatever works for you. And I'm so glad that you're a listener. I'm honored to have you as a listener and I'm glad that you enjoy the show. So thank you. There's a few more voicemails. Let's play one more really quick.
Hola, mi nombre es Saúl. Estoy llamando por la tacomita. Llámame para atrás si puedes. Mi número es...
I don't think that's a call for Geeky Gay. It's been a while since I took Spanish, but it sounds like he's ordering food or... I don't know. Someone translate that for me. It sounds like he wants some food or he's ordering something. It's funny. It's a local number. I don't know. Although my voicemail is actually a local prefix to where I live, but I did get it online. I picked the prefix so it'd be easier for me to remember because I'm old. Anyway, I don't think you were calling for Geeky Gay, but if you were, thank you for your call. All right, so I'm going to finish up the vacation. Oh, man, this is the third time I've given this explanation, so I'm going to do it again. So we were talking about the last dinner that Mark and I had in St. Thomas. It was at the Old Stone Farmhouse. It was probably my favorite restaurant. We had a lesbian waitress. Well, I think she was lesbian because, you know, I got some family vibes from her. She was hilarious. She was cracking us up. We were cracking her up. So we had a lot of fun. I had such a senior moment. I had been talking to Mark. I'm like, I'm either going to get the steak Oscar or I'm going to get the steak frites. But the steak Oscar has crab and I don't like seafood, but everything else on it I really like. So I was like, well, maybe I could ask her to do it without the crab. But then I made a decision. I was like, no, I'm going to do the steak frites. So the waitress comes up. We had ordered a burrata for an appetizer. That's cheese. It's a cheese thing. I don't know how to describe it, but it's cheese. It was lovely. It had some different sauces on it and some olives and things like that with it, and then bread to dip in it. Mark had gotten a seafood appetizer. I don't know what it was. Cause I think it was scallops. I don't eat seafood, but or much. I don't order it on purpose. That's for sure. And so then we placed our order and then she walks away and Mark says, Boyfie, I thought you were getting the steak frites. And I said, yeah, I did. He's like, no, you didn't. You got the Oscar. I'm like, no, I ordered the steak frites. He's like, no, you ordered the Oscar. I'm like, no, I didn't. So we call the waitress back over. I say, this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but can you tell me what I ordered? And I said, I'm not testing you. I just want to know what I ordered. She's like, oh, you ordered the Oscar. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, I'm so old. I'm so sorry. I wanted to order the steak frites. Is it too late? So she put it in. Anyway, it was really good dinner. And then the next day we swam and used the hot tub in the morning. We had lunch at the hotel and we went back to the airport and came home. It was a really good vacation. We had a really good time and I'm glad we went. It was a lot of fun, even though we had a sucky rental car, but we had a lot of fun. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.